The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, the beginning of Perek Gimel, which is the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, because the first two prakim are about Megillah and Purim. We could discuss why the laws of Purim have to come before the laws of Chanukah, because Chanukah comes before Purim, like in the Shulchan Aruch. So why is the Rambam put Purim before Chanukah? So the Rav Soloveitchik has a whole piece on it, we'll get to shortly. But either way, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, it's based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Kafalav Hamad Beis, but the Rambam begins Hilchos Chanukah in the Mishnah Torah with, and I'll read, in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, The Greek kings made decrees against the Jews in order to make them forget the Torah and Judaism. They broke into the Beis HaMikdash and defiled it until Hashem had mercy on the Jews and saved them. The salvation came through the Chashmonam, who were victorious over the Greeks and served as the Kohanim Gedolim. They returned to the Beis HaMikdash and only found one pure flask of oil, which was enough to light for only one day. A miracle occurred and it lasted 8 days. On the day that they found the flask, the 25th of Kislev, the rabbis established a holiday for 8 days for Vahalu Haldah, festivity, and joy called Chanukah, etc. So the Rambam does something very unusual in the Mishnah Torah. In the Mishnah Torah, in fact, the Rambam writes, which is a halachic sefer, he writes in an introduction, really a person should only need two svarim in his library. The 24 books of Tanakh and his sefer, the Mishnah Torah. And in fact, that's what in yeshivas, they don't call it the Mishnah Torah, they call it the Yad, the 14 volumes, because they felt it was a little bit of gaiva on the Rambam's part to call a sefer Mishnah Torah. Why, what's wrong with calling a sefer Mishnah Torah? Because it was already taken originally. That's what the fifth book of Moses, the Sefer Devarim, is known as Mishnah Torah. So therefore, they felt it was a little gaiva calling his sefer the Mishnah Torah. So how do we explain the Rambam? Not that he needs my explanation. Why is the Rambam entitled to a little gaiva? Maybe a little overconfidence, we'll call it. Because the Gemara says, Chazal tell us, the Talmud Chacham is allowed to have a very small amount of gaiva, overconfidence. I think a shminis of a shminis, like basically 1/64th. And some say 1/64th, why? Because it's batul b'shishim, there's a principle in halacha. If a drop of milk falls into the chicken soup, 60 times the volume. So therefore, it's batel if it's 1/64. But or others point out that the famous Vilna Gaon, actually, he says the eighth parsha in Bereishis is by Yishlach, and the eighth pasuk in by Yishlach is Katonti Mikol Hachasodim. God, I don't deserve all this. Why are you so good to me? And so he doesn't deserve all of it, but the implication is he deserves some of it. So therefore we see, because based on this, you know, the Yaakov, that we see you could have a little bit of gaiva. So either way, the question is, the Rambam does something unusual. He goes into the history of Chanukah. Why does he go into the history of Chanukah? As we mentioned, in contrast to Purim, the simple reason is because in Purim he writes, Hadvarim Yiduim. That we all know the story of Purim. Why? Because we have Megillas Esther. But we don't have that by Chanukah. You know, there is a Megillas Antiochus, other things, but we don't have the classic, we don't have in the 24 books anything telling us about Hadvarim Yiduim. So therefore the Rambam has to give us the history, else I'm not going to know anything about Chanukah. That's the simple pshat, and that's what the Rav Soloveitchik explained. And the reason why Purim comes before Chanukah is because in order to have a Chanukah, you need a Purim first, because there's a whole discussion about Tosa, they're adding new holidays. How do we have a right to institute a new holiday? That was a big discussion, the Gemara Megillah regarding Mordechai and Esther. So once Purim was established, it was okay, so now we could have Chanukah. That's why Rav Soloveitchik explains, when it comes to celebrating the day, so Chanukah comes before Purim, like I believe in the Shulchan Aruch. But in the Rambam's telling us historically, first you need a Purim in order to establish a Chanukah. So that's why the Rambam had to go into the history of Chanukah, because we didn't. There's nothing in the Torah Shebiktav about Chanukah, so we need some explanation about it before we can, start asking some questions. So that's one answer. Another answer is, why did the Rambam bring up the history of Chanukah in the Mishnah Torah, which he clearly states is this for halacha? So others suggest as follows, that he's not just coming to teach me halacha. He's not just coming to teach me history, but he's teaching me halacha as well. Where do we see the halacha in the history? So some suggest as follows, that the question is, how do you know that one says Hallel on Chanukah? Because we have a similar holiday, Purim, where we all know we don't say Hallel on Purim. So in fact, that's the Gemara Megillah, among other Gemaras. Why don't we say Hallel by Megillah? Because if Chanukah and Purim are similar, so when there are differences, so we have to find out what they're based on. So the Gemara says a couple of reasons. The Gemara says that we only do Hallel on a miracle that happened in Eretz Yisrael. But Purim happened in Persia, so therefore there is no Hallel. Last I checked, Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in Mitzrayim. So how do we say Hallel? Well, so the old grandfather clause. That was only once we entered the land of Israel during the time of Yoshua, then Eretz Yisrael becomes a prerequisite in miracles. But before, it clearly wasn't. That's the first answer. Another answer is Kriyas Zu Halela. The reading in the Megillah is Halahala. So we do have Halahala. It is called Kriyas HaMegillah. And the third answer is Akati Avde Achashverosh Anan. That even though it's worthy of Halel, but we only say Halel in the status of Avde Hashem and not Avde Paro. So therefore by Pesach we became Avde Hashem Aparo, so we say Halel. But on Purim it was Avde Achashverosh Anan, so therefore even though we were free from the Gzeir of Haman, we're still under the government of Achashverosh, therefore we can't say Hallel. So that's what the Rambam's coming to tell me. And in fact, all of Hilchas Hallel is in. He didn't put it in Hilchas Tefillah, he put it in Hilchas Chanukah. But because what does he write the Rambam? He says in the Chashmonaim were victorious. The Chashmonaim took over the Malchus, and he calls it a Yeshua. Over 200 years, they controlled, Israel was under Jewish government, Jewish control. And the Rambam writes it as a Yeshua. We won't get into the Ramban's opinion now. But the Rambam writes it as a Yeshua. So therefore, that's why the Rambam, why is the Rambam bringing the history about the Chashmonaim, how they took over the Malchus? He's writing it with Shebach. The reason why you could say Hallel in Chanukah is because the Chashmonaim took over the Malchus for 200 years. We had Jewish control over Eretz Israel. And therefore, in contrast to Purim, Akati Avde Achashverosh Anan, but by Chanukah we had Jewish control, hence we could say Hallel. That's where the Rambam goes into the history to tell us that the Chashmonaim took over the Malchus, even though they weren't from the appropriate, they were Kohanim, they weren't from Sheva Yehuda. That's another approach. A third approach is regarding the Rambam view is, which is not the accepted halacha, but the Rambam's opinion is that not only on Chanukah do we have a mitzvah of halal v'hodah, but it's enough of a simcha that we have a chiyuv suda as well. Just like by other Yom Tovim, other holidays, Purim, we have a chiyuv suda. He says so too we have it by Chanukah, because we normally assume, like the Lavush, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that we don't have a chiyuv. We have a chiyuv halal on Chanukah, on Purim, but not on Chanukah. So the Lavush says the distinction is because the nature of the persecution by Purim was physical, so we celebrate in a physical way. We have a suda. But by Chanukah, it was a spiritual thing. They wanted to kill us, like the Nazis wanted to kill the Jews, and the communists wanted to destroy Judaism. The Greeks wanted to destroy Judaism, take away the Torah. So, therefore no suda. However, the Rambam apparently learns, that's why he's focusing here on the battle, that there was enough of a physical Yeshua to warrant saying, to warrant having a suda on Hanukkah. So we see, so the Rambam, either he's bringing down the history, he's telling us, because we, either practically, that we have to, there is nothing in Torah Shabbat Sav about it, so that's the reason why he gives us some history to know what it's all about. Or as the Rav explains, you need Chanukah, you need Purim first before you tell me about Chanukah. And then we said, it's come to teach me a halacha, either to tell me that we have Jewish control now, so therefore we could say a halel. We have a chiyuv suda according to the Rambam, because we fought the war and there was a physical Yeshua. And a fourth explanation is, what's the lashon megales hanes, the Rambam writes. So we have a discussion in the Gemara, but we would see other places, whether you darshina and taima dekra, whether you're dorish to time of the cross. So the answer is, the machokas Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, that they discuss, the Torah says you can't take collateral from a widow. So there's a debate in the Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, no, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, on whether you, what happens if there's a wealthy widow, could you take collateral from her? So Rabbi Yehuda says no, even though a widow means she doesn't have anyone supporting her. You know, darshin in time of dekra, and therefore, even though she's wealthy, it doesn't make a difference. You can't take collateral. And Rav Shimon says, yes, we could limit the scope of the mitzvah or expand it. We are darshin in time of dekra. A wealthy widow is, you can take collateral. So we assume like Rabbi, generally we assume like Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Mefarshim point out, that's only when the Pasuk just says it's Stam. If the Torah itself gives the reason for the mitzvah, then we can be Darshina and Taima Dekra. So therefore, like we say by Sukkot, that then that's why, in fact, I could explain the Torah. The Torah also does something unusual in by regarding the laws of Sukkah. It goes into a whole discussion, not only are covered, but they, whether they shook his mamish or anything are covered, he goes into a brief history. So again, to what is he telling us? Because there's shin and time in the krah, according to some mefarshim, when you sit in the sukkah, we paskin, you should just do a lechatchila. But according to the aruch and others, perhaps even b'di'evid, if you're sitting in the sukkah, you're not paying attention to what the Torah says. Uman yedu dorasechen kibesukah so shafti. Perhaps you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So therefore, that's what goes into the history. So still to here, what's the lashon of galus as an eitz? We have a mitzvah of presuming nisa. So it's especially a point, even more important than stama mitzvah. You have to know why you're doing it. You have to be megala the neis. And therefore, the Rambam goes into the history behind it in order to galus as an eitz, in order to help with the presuming nisa, kind of like the Torah says by Hilchos Sukkah. So to summarize, we have the simple pshat that Chanukah, we need the history because there is no Torah Shabbat Ksav. Purim, we know it, so we didn't write on it. Answer number two would say, no, it is a halacha. The halacha is to teach me the Chashmon took over. The Chashmonam took over, and according to Rambam, it was a great thing that it was the Yeshua, he calls it the Jewish control of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it explains why he talks about Hilchos Hallel in Chanukah, because it was no longer Akate Avde Antiochus or Avde Greeks, they became Avde Hashem, and therefore they could say Hallel. Or the Rambam focuses on the physical part to tell me there is a Chi of Suda. That's why he needs the history behind our wars in order to tell me that I'm obligated to have a Suda. Or the Lashon L'Galos as HaNes is not just a regular mitzvah. You have to refer to him the Nes. You have to publicize it. And therefore, the Rambam goes into the history too in order to help us L'Galos as HaNes and to spread their presuming Nes around.